From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. The recent surge in violence between Israelis and Palestinians continued Saturday, with at least three Palestinians killed after trying to attack Israelis in separate incidents. Saturday's attacks in the West Bank city of Hebron at a police checkpoint in East Jerusalem are the latest in a series of Palestinian attacks, mostly stabbings, that have killed seven Israelis.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms violence directed against innocent people and believe that Israel has a right to maintain basic law and order and protect its citizens from knife attacks violence on the streets.
The president is sending Secretary of State John Kerry to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu next week. The surge in violence between the Palestinians and Jews began nearly a month ago. Rumors spread through Arab neighborhoods that Israel was planning to take over an East Jerusalem holy site Muslims call the Al-Aqsa Mosque, a charge that Israel denies. Earlier this week, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu said that he's willing to meet with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to end the spike in violence, but so far there has been no announcement of any meeting. A powerful, slow-moving typhoon is swirling towards the Philippines, raising the threat of torrential rains and catastrophic flooding on the main island of Luzon. Authorities there have begun canceling flights, and local officials are conducting forced evacuations of coastal regions and flood-prone areas. The storm has sustained winds of up to 200 kilometers per hour. From Washington, this is VOA News.